It's Friday, July 28th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The SEC requires public companies to disclose cyber incidents within 4 days. MSPs enjoy over 20% EBITDA for the third year running, according to a service leadership report. And the Flipper Zero, a digital multi-tool with its own mobile app store. This is the Business of Tech. The Securities and Exchange Commission has voted to require publicly traded companies to disclose within 4 days when they suffer a cyber incident significant enough to weigh into the decisions of prospective investors. The rule will provide investors with critical information about a company's risk management, strategy, and governance in its periodic reporting. The 4-day trigger can be delayed if the Attorney General determines and affirms that disclosure would jeopardize national security. Registrants also will have to describe their processes for identifying and managing cyber risks in their annual reports. Senators Lindsey Graham and Elizabeth Warren argue that big tech companies have too much power and operate without accountability, and have proposed the creation of a Digital Consumer Protection Commission Act to regulate and police the nation's biggest tech companies to prevent online harm, promote free speech and competition, guard Americans' privacy, and protect national security. The proposed legislation would set clear rules for tech companies, impose real consequences for companies that break the law, and prohibit anti-competitive practices by dominant big tech platforms. Proposed federal privacy legislation in the U.S. is expected to transfer oversight of the telecom industry's privacy practices from the FCC to the FTC, which is a priority for telecom companies due to the FCC's technical expertise and strict oversight. Experts suggest the FCC has not consistently regulated the industry's privacy practices, and some support moving oversight to the FTC to gain support from congressional Republicans. The FedNow instant payment system has gone live in the U.S., offering faster payment rail for financial institutions and immediate access to funds. The Federal Reserve said banks and credit unions of all sizes could sign up and use the tool, with 35 financial institutions and 16 service providers already on board. Future features include bank and credit union customers being able to send instant payments via their financial institution's mobile app or website. The potential for FedNow is to be a game changer in the U.S. is massive, with the success of Brazil's Pix instant payment system a good indication. Why do we care? 4-day disclosures for cyber is a standard. I'm not saying a good or bad one. I'm just saying that putting this rule out there sets a standard. There's an existence of the rule and a process. Over time, that would become the norm. The U.S. government is getting serious about regulation, and when Lindsey Graham and Elizabeth Warren team up, you can tell there's intention. I'm still pushing for an actual privacy law, although we may be on our way if we're moving the pieces around. I included the FedNow detail as it's something to be aware of for your banking needs. Service Leadership, a ConnectWise solution, has released its 18th annual IT Solution Provider Industry Profitability Report, which shows that managed service providers have had over 20% adjusted EBITDA for the third consecutive year. At the same time, value-added resellers have improved their profit performance for 6 straight years. The report also includes special sections on financial performance in different regions, profitability correlation of key traits, and declining services gross margin trends with some recommendations for improvements. Here's some stats I pulled. 81% of providers are less than $10 million in revenue, and 68% are under $5 million. There's been a resurgence in the creation of new providers since 2016 and still increasing each year. And still, about 1 in 4 providers are losing money at any given time. Yet, both VARs and MSPs have outpaced all the public indices, including the NASDAQ. Why do we care? This is like Christmas for analysts like me. I was provided a copy of the full report, and I've still been going over it. At 302 pages, you can understand why it's taking a bit. More to come here. The Flipper Zero, a dolphin-themed digital multi-tool, now has a mobile app store built into the latest version of its official app. The app store makes browsing and installing third-party tools and plugins directly from the phone easier. The Flipper Zero has sub-gigahertz wireless, RFID, NFC, and Bluetooth radios, and can receive and transmit infrared signals. It has a USB-C port and a row of GPIO ports on the top that let it interface with other hardware, including an add-on Wi-Fi board. The Flipper team reviews the marketplace and expects to have close to 100 applications at launch. Why do we care? I put this one in for fun. A device you can use for testing and working with all the wireless tech? Yes, please. That one sounds like fun. Thanks for listening. Today, National Milk Chocolate Day. Say what you want, that one's my favorite. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into hiring veterans and what you need to know. And back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.